happy to have Monica Coleman joining us now. She's Pregnancy and Adoption Services Supervisor and Program Director of the Treatment Division with Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. Monica, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So what are the issues that that would bring someone to Catholic Charities when they're asking for pregnancy counseling or adoption services?
Well, for pregnant clients, it can be concerns like, I wasn't expecting to become pregnant. I don't know how to handle raising a baby. I don't have the resources the baby needs. I'm scared and alone. Some may want to learn more about adoption, and some may want counseling. And the counselors who do this work have master's degrees in counseling or social work. And we often find ourselves dealing with issues that affect clients' overall well-being, like depression or a history of trauma or substance use, issues with relationships. And this can be particularly with the baby's father and client's families. We also have clients coming in asking for help with housing, medical care, job training, how to get state assistance. And we either help them with those or we make referrals with some agencies that we partner with. And some ask for parenting classes or individual parenting instruction, and we provide that as well.
So who all can you serve with these two programs?
Well, we also serve adoptive parents. For adoptive parents, their issue is primarily infertility, and our adoption program is reserved for couples experiencing infertility, including secondary infertility, who wish to parent a child. But in the pregnancy counseling program, we can serve any pregnant woman and those connected to her and her baby. And that could be her parents, the baby's father, her boyfriend, if it's not the baby's father, close friends and relatives, anybody that would be supporting her or connected to the baby and the birth mom.
Well, let me ask about this adoption program a little bit. So how do you approach these adoption services? How do you approach adoption in general for birth parents and for the adoptive parents?
For birth parents, we offer support as we help them gather the information that they need to make an adoption plan or to make a parenting plan. We encourage clients to ask a lot of questions and to continuously evaluate their plan as they go through counseling. It's not a one-time decision. And it's important that clients own their decision to parent or make an adoption plan and don't feel that somebody else has made that decision for them. We want them to be confident parents, or we want them to be at peace with their choice for adoption. And if somebody wants to make an adoption plan or wants to consider adoption, we don't make any assumptions that they've already made that decision when they come to us.
Sure.
We want to make sure that they know about all the options that are available to them in the process and how it's going to feel as they go through the process and what letting go of their baby will mean for them in the long run. Birth parents are encouraged to choose the adoptive parents by looking at albums that the adoptive parents put together, and they're encouraged to meet the adoptive parents at least once, because this provides so much comfort for both birth parents and adoptive parents.
Are open adoptions the primary way of going about handling adoptions with Catholic Charities, or are they closed?
Well, it's not uncommon for birth and adoptive parents to have some sort of ongoing communication. Most don't know what that will look like until they get to know each other better.
Mm-hmm.
And staff are involved in this process by providing ongoing counseling, coaching, and support. But the vast majority meet each other at least one time, and that's done here at the agency with assistance from staff.
Well, Monica, we're talking to Monica Coleman. She's the Pregnancy and Adoption Services Supervisor at Covington Catholic Charities. What do you think is the most important thing you do when working with these clients?
Well, I think the first thing that's important is that we firmly believe that God has a hand in this.
Mm.
And this is difficult work, and the staff wouldn't be able to do that if we didn't firmly believe that. But we also share that with our client, and the majority of them find that very helpful. Probably as important is honesty and trust in this process, and that adoption professionals have to be ethical. And that means not trying to orchestrate outcomes and keeping the focus around doing or approaching adoption in a way that cares for the mental and emotional health of all parties involved for the long run. The reason for that is we've learned that moving a baby from one family to another is a really big deal. And grief and loss issues for birth parents that can be debilitating if they're not dealt with. And adoptive parents really need to understand how the birth mother of their child arrived at the decision for adoption, because that really helps them assist their child to understand why that plan was made. And it also helps them feel more confident in their ability to raise their adopted child. And when we were talking about birth parents and adoptive parents meeting, when that happens, birth parents really give permission to the adoptive parent to parent their child, and that's real freeing. I started doing this work when adoptions were closed, and I've had an opportunity to work with a large number of adult adoptees who had no information, and their adoptive parents had no information about their birth parents. And typically they ask two questions. What were they like? And some of those involve things like, I've got this real curly hair, and I just would like to know if that's inherited, or why can I play the piano and I've never had a lesson? The other thing about that, the other question is, why did they give me away? What was something wrong with me? Didn't they love me? And I can honestly say that I've never worked with a birth mother who didn't dearly love her baby, and what she was looking for was a better life for the child so that they would have what they needed and what the birth parent wanted them to have.
Some beautiful thoughts from Monica Coleman, Pregnancy and Adoption Services Coordinator with Catholic Charities, the Diocese of Covington. Monica, if listeners want to set up a pregnancy counseling or adoption referral, where can they find out more information?
Okay, well, they can call Catholic Charities and ask for me directly, or they can ask for Angel Stumler, who is the other therapist who does this work, or they can call Client Care and schedule an appointment. They will schedule an appointment with either me or with Angel. And our number is 859-581-8974. They could also go to our website, which is www.covingtoncharities.org.